Welcome to the session. Today we're diving into a really tasty jungle and old-school DNB technique, building a dubwise vocal texture stack that makes your sub feel heavier, deeper, and way more physical inside Ableton Live 12. Now this is not about writing a big pop chorus vocal. This is about using a short vocal phrase, a chop chant, a murky spoken line, or even your own voice as part of the low-end illusion. In this style, the vocal is not just the hook, it's part of the pressure. It gives the ear something to grab onto above the bass, and that makes the sub feel bigger by comparison. That's the secret. So the goal here is simple. We're going to build a three-layer vocal stack. One layer will be the main phrase, clean and readable. One layer will be the dirty texture, darker and more atmospheric. And one layer will be the ghost body, a chopped low-mid fragment that adds weight without stepping on the kick and sub. We'll use stock Ableton tools the whole way through, and we'll keep the sound dark, spacious, and nicely dubby. Think call and response. Think system music. Think tension, space, and weight. First up, choose a source vocal that's short and characterful. The best phrases here are simple. Things like come forward, hear the warning, no escape, dubwise, or run the bass line. You want something you can chop easily, something with a clear rhythm, and something that feels like a command or a warning. That vibe works really well in jungle and dubwise rollers. If you're recording your own voice, keep it dry and close. Speak with confidence, and record a few takes with different energy. A whispered take is useful, a projected take is useful, and a more neutral take is useful. You don't need perfection here. In fact, a bit of grit is often better. This style likes personality. Once you've got the source, drop it onto an audio track and clean it up. Turn on warp if you need it, line it up with the grid, and use clip gain or clip volume to even out the phrase. If any cuts are clicking, use the fade handles. This stage is about making the vocal tight and usable, not polished and glossy. For this kind of DNB, a phrase that's about one or two bars long is usually enough. In fact, less is often more. Now build the main vocal chain. A solid starting point is a Q8, then compressor or glue compressor, then saturator, then echo, then reverb, and finally utility. Start with EQ8. High pass the vocal so it's not fighting your sub. Usually somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz is a good starting zone, but use your ears. If there's mud in the 200 to 400 range, carve some of that out. If the phrase needs more clarity, a gentle boost around 2 to 5 kHz can help. And if it gets sharp or spitty, ease back around 6 to 9 kHz. Then add a compressor with just a little control. You don't want to crush the life out of it. Aim for a couple of dB of gain reduction, enough to keep it steady and upfront without flattening the vibe. Attack a little slower so the consonants can speak, and release fairly quickly so it breathes with the phrase. Next, add a touch of saturator. This is where the vocal starts to get a little bit of edge and density. Just a few dB of drive is often enough. Turn on soft clip if needed. The idea is to help the vocal cut through dense breaks and bass, not to turn it into fuzz. Then go to echo. This is where the dub character starts showing up. Use a tempo-related delay like a quarter note, dotted eighth, or 3/16th feel. Keep the feedback moderate. Roll off the low end, and tame the highs inside the delay so it sits dark and clean. A ping-pong setting can be cool if the arrangement has room for it, but don't force width if it doesn't suit the tune. After that, add reverb, but keep it controlled. You want space, not a wash that smears the groove. A decay somewhere in the 1.5 to 3.5 second range can work well. Use a bit of pre-delay so the vocal stays present before the room comes in. And again, filter the reverb so the low end stays clear. In this style, dark reverb often sounds more convincing than bright shiny space. Finally, use utility to keep the vocal centered and under control. If the vocal feels too wide, tighten it up. The sub and kick should own the center of the mix. The vocal supports the energy, it doesn't steal the spot. Now for layer 2, the texture layer. Duplicate the vocal onto a second track. This layer is not about clarity. It's about shadow, crit, and movement. Think of it like the ghost of the main phrase. On this track, start with an auto filter. You can low pass it to darken the sound, or band pass if you want a more radio or dispatch style effect. Then add saturator again, but push it harder than the main vocal. This layer can take more dirt. After that, use redux if you want that old school degraded flavor. A little bit of reduced sample rate or bit depth can give you that crunchy, worn out texture without destroying the intelligibility completely. Then add echo and reverb again, but make them more extreme than the main layer. Longer tails, darker tone, more feedback if needed. This is the layer that can smear across the bar line and add atmosphere behind the drums. Use compression here too, so the texture stays audible under the break. A really nice trick on this layer is to pitch it down by 3 to 7 semitones. That gives you a deeper, murkier undercurrent. You can even push it an octave down and filter it heavily if you want a true ghost feel. The point is to create a shadow of the original vocal, not a second lead. If the main vocal is the message, this one is the smoke. Now let's build the third layer, the sub-impact ghost layer. This is the sneaky one, and it can make a huge difference when you get it right. Duplicate the vocal again. Then chop it into short fragments or individual syllables. You don't want the whole phrase here. You want the hits that sit best with the kick and snare pattern. Place them sparingly. Let them land on important accents, transitions, or turnaround moments. The key is restraint. If this layer fires too often, the effect disappears. Put EQ 8 on it first. Focus on the body range. You can high pass lower than the main vocal, somewhere around 70 to 100 Hz, then gently shape the chest area, if needed around 150 to 300 Hz. Cut off the harsh upper range so it stays dark and doesn't sound like a full vocal. Then add saturator again. This layer can take a bit more drive, because you want it to read on smaller speakers and add density. After that, use auto filter to keep it dark and compact. Maybe even band limited for that murky transmission feel. And then add compression with sidechain from the kick, or from the kick and sub bus if needed. This is important. The whole point is to let the ghost layer contribute pressure without clouding the bass space. A bit of gain reduction on each kick hit will keep it out of the way. Finish with utility if you need to narrow it down or keep it mono. This layer should feel like a low mid body pulse. It should not announce itself like a lead vocal. It should be felt more than heard. Once the three layers are built, group them together. In Ableton Live 12, select the tracks and group them. That makes it much easier to control the stack as one musical object. Inside that group, you can add more glue with a compressor, a touch of saturation, maybe a utility, or even some subtle filtering. But don't overdo it. This is about keeping the stack unified, not turning it into a giant processed blob. It's also smart to use return tracks for your dub effects instead of loading huge delays and reverbs on every single layer. Set up a return for dub delay, another for a dark reverb, and maybe one for a broken radio or special effects send. That keeps the mix cleaner and gives you more control when you automate the sends. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the vocal stack really starts to feel like jungle instead of just an audio exercise. In old school DNB and dubwise material, the vocal often behaves like a percussion part. It's a cue, a warning, a command, or a call and response moment. Put vocal phrases before the snare, after the snare, at the end of a two bar phrase, or just before a bass drop. Leave gaps between phrases. Silence is part of the groove. If the vocal is constantly talking, it stops being powerful. A strong move is to make the vocal breathe in two bar or four bar blocks. Maybe the main phrase appears, then the delay tail carries into the next bar, then the drums and bass answer, then the vocal comes back with a slightly different shape. That back and forth is classic dub energy. It makes the track feel like it's communicating with itself. Automation is your friend here. Try automating the delay sent upward on the last word of a phrase. Automate the filter to open or close a little over time. Bring the reverb up only at the end of a line. Even a tiny pitch shift on one word can create a memorable accent. These little moves create motion without cluttering the arrangement. Now, the big mix principle. Keep the vocal stack from fighting the sub. The sub and kick should own the center and the real weight of the track. If the vocal stack is making the low end feel smaller, it's too thick. That's usually happening in the 120 to 400 Hz range, so keep checking that area. High pass where needed, and don't let the delays or reverbs spill low frequency junk into the mix. Sidechaining can help too, especially on the ghost layer, and sometimes lightly on the whole vocal group if the arrangement gets crowded. The goal is not pumping for its own sake, the goal is space. When the kick lands, the vocal stack should get out of the way just enough for the bass to hit harder. A great creative trick is to add a reverse vocal swell before a drop or fill. Freeze or render a phrase, reverse it, and place it into the lead-in. That gives you a classic jungle-style sweep into the impact. Another great move is a dub echo throw on the last word of a phrase, where the feedback blooms for a moment and then gets cut back. That kind of controlled chaos is pure vibe. You can also chop the vocal into stutters, especially with 1/16 or 1/32 notes, or even triplet bursts. Use these sparingly before a drop or during a break edit. And if you want a more eerie layer, add a whispered duplicate that's heavily filtered and drowned in reverb behind the main line. That can make the whole thing feel haunted in a really good way. A useful coaching note here, Treat the vocal stack like part of the drum arrangement. If you mute the breaks for a second, the vocal should still feel like it grooves on its own. That's a good sign. It means the phrase is functioning rhythmically, not just melodically. Also, once you find a treatment you like, print it. Resample it. Commit to the sound. Old school DNB often gets stronger when you make a decision and move on, instead of endlessly tweaking.